In the United States, the new Democratic Party-controlled House of Representatives is due to vote today on a bill providing expanded federal funding for research on human embryonic stem cells. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops strongly opposes the bill, which would destroy human embryos. The deputy head of the conference's pro-life secretariat, Richard Doerflinger, says the embryonic stem cell issue will continue to be debated in the United States for the foreseeable future.
The issue will not go away until we prove that these benefits can be obtained without the destruction of life. But the evidence is gathering for that. I've sometimes said, you know, some of our opponents we're never going to persuade. We'll just have to cure them. Unfortunately, American culture is a very pragmatic culture, and people like to see results, and they will not be persuaded only by moral arguments, just as with the issue of abortion, where the church has stepped forward to provide life-affirming alternatives for women with unexpected pregnancies, where it has promoted better care for the terminally ill as the alternative to euthanasia. The church can and should be in the forefront of promoting these morally acceptable options to show people in a very concrete way that science and ethics can work together for the benefit of humankind.